Sports. I'm Steve Carney. Oklahoma City's franchise record winning streak continues on. Correspondent Mike Moriarty has the report.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander poured in 33 points as the Oklahoma City Thunder extended their winning streak to 14 in a row, knocking down the Knicks 117-107.
We have so many different looks. We have so many different lineups. And we all just want to win at the end of the day. And nothing comes before that. And that's why we are on this roll.
OKC trailed by 8 points after the third quarter, but then outscored New York 37-19 in the fourth. Jalen Williams had 20 points, while Aaron Wiggins added 19 for the Thunder, who improved their home record to 16-2 on the season. Mikal Bridges scored a team-high 24 points for the Knicks, who saw their 9-game winning streak come to an end.
Meanwhile, the Cavaliers make it 9 wins in a row by dispatching the Mavericks. Correspondent Bob Stevens reports.
Evan Mobley had 34 points as the Cleveland Cavaliers won their 9th straight, all by double digits, defeating the shorthanded Dallas Mavericks 134-122. So the Cavs improved to an NBA best 30-4 and are now 10-0 against the West, while the Mavs dropped their 4th straight. Mobley says their 20-0 run spanning the first and second quarters set the tempo for the game.
That's the main thing, starting off strong and keeping it that way throughout the game. When you let teams like this linger around, they can build confidence and sometimes they can come back. So just jumping on them and keeping it that way.
Cleveland had 7 players in double figures. Caris LeVert had 17 for the Cavs, while the Mavs, who were playing without Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, were led by Quentin Grimes, who had 26.
And the Celtics roll in Houston even without one of their main scorers. This report from correspondent Adam Spillane.
Derek White scored 23 points as the Celtics improved to 26-9 with a 109-86 win over the Rockets. White made 6 threes and he shot 8 of 16 from the field while adding 4 rebounds and 2 assists.
You make a couple and then you start taking some shots that maybe if you aren't feeling it you wouldn't take, but I think I've been doing a pretty good job of just remaining confident, and it's nice to see some go in and then just try to consistently put up a good shot.
Jason Tatum finished with 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists for the Celtics, while Peyton Pritchard connected on 8 of 10 shots off the bench to finish with 20 points. Jalen Green led the Rockets with 27 points, but they shot just 36% for the game.
And a battle of the big men goes the way of the Spurs. This report from correspondent Bruce Morton.
Stellar play at both ends of the floor lifted San Antonio past the Nuggets 113-110. Spurs interim coach Mitch Johnson liked what he saw.
It's a great moment of growth for our group. We had multiple people who stepped up in different ways, and, you know, it's something to build upon.
Chris Paul's scoop shot with 54 seconds left gave the Spurs the lead for good at 111-110. Then Victor Wembanyama forced a last-second turnover by Nikola Jokic, and San Antonio walked off the court with the win. Wembanyama finished with 35 points and 18 rebounds, while Jokic finished with 41 and 18. The defeat ended the Nuggets' 3-game win streak.
Other finals from around the NBA. Tobias Harris's 24 points and 10 rebounds helps the Pistons hold off the Hornets 98-94. The Magic leave Toronto 106-97 winners over the Raptors. CJ McCollum has 50 points for the Pelicans and a 132-120 win over the Wizards. The Kings score 46 points in the first quarter and hold off the Grizzlies 138-133. And LeBron James has 30 points and 8 assists as the Lakers upend the Hawks 119-102. The defending Stanley Cup champions get a big shootout win. The Jets interview a former nemesis for their open head coaching position. And the Dodgers add another big-name international free agent. That and more is coming up. A former thorn in the Jets' side during his playing career is the latest candidate to interview for their head coaching job on a busy NFL news day. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The Jets interviewed former Titans coach Mike Vrabel for their head coaching vacancy. Vrabel is the second known coaching candidate to meet with the Jets, who spoke to former Washington and Carolina coach Ron Rivera on Thursday. New York also interviewed Lewis Riddick for its GM vacancy. Cornerback Sauce Gardner will sit with a hamstring injury Sunday against the Dolphins, who are likely to be without quarterback Tua Tagovailoa with a hip injury. The Titans will start QB Will Levis and the Browns' Bailey Zappe in their finales. The Rams will rest Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Puka Nacua.
In college football, the College Football Playoff says they will not change the dates of their 2 semifinal games. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey requested the playoff switch the dates of the Orange and Cotton Bowls in order to benefit Notre Dame, whose Sugar Bowl win was a day later than normal due to the terrorist attack that killed 15 people New Year's Eve in New Orleans. But the playoff committee decided to keep the Orange Bowl between the Irish and Penn State on January 9th and the Cotton Bowl between Ohio State and Texas January 10th. Turning to the NHL, the Panthers hold on for a shootout win at home. This report from correspondent Jane Ferry.
The Panthers blew a pair of one-goal leads before Sam Reinhart and Anton Lundell scored in a shootout to complete their 3-2 win over the Penguins. Florida was 40 seconds from a regulation victory until Rickard Rakell scored on a power play. Matthew Tkachuk had given the Cats a 2-1 lead with a power play tally 10.5 minutes earlier.
It's a tight game. We've been in a few of them as of late, and on a back-to-back, we knew it was going to be that way. They've been here, you know, for a few days, so I just thought it was a good effort, and you know, we would have liked to close it out there in the third, but you know, it took a few extra minutes and some great goals and some great saves in the shootout.
Gustav Forsling also scored, and Spencer Knight made 29 saves as the Panthers won for the second time in 5 games. The Pens remain at 500.
Other finals from the NHL, the Blackhawks double up the Canadiens 4-2. Brandon Saad has a hat trick as the Blues shut out the Senators 4-0. Leon Draisaitl's goal with under 2 minutes to play in regulation lifts the Oilers over the Ducks 3-2. And Steven Stamkos' second period goal is enough for the Predators, who blank the Canucks 3-0. And the Los Angeles Dodgers are on the verge of bringing in another international free agent, reportedly agreeing to a 3-year deal worth $12.5 million with South Korean infielder Hyesung Kim. The 25-year-old played second base, shortstop, third base, and in the outfield while in South Korea, and was a career 304 hitter in 8 seasons in the KBO. Steve Carney, AP Sports.